Yeah, I mean, just first of all, man, just give a shout out to our crowd, our fans. They're incredible. Our students, the student section. What a great atmosphere. This is what college football is all about. You know, our first Big 12 game, playing a team like Oklahoma, in our stadium at Nippert, and you know, when you sit there as a little boy, you know, looking at college football, that's what you want to see, and that's what we had today. So incredible job by our administrative team and everybody involved in putting this together, because there's a lot going on to make this a great fan experience out here. And they did it, man. It was awesome. You know, it's such a great place to play. I'm disappointed, obviously, in the score. I'm proud of the way our guys fought. I'm looking at the field and, you know, seeing guys. We're a little bit undermanned as far as the numbers go, depth issues, and our guys are battling. They're coming off. They got, you know, shoulders, legs, and everything, and they don't want to come off the field. They want to continue to play and continue to fight. And I told them that's what championship teams are made of, and that's why we have to be. This outcome is not what we wanted, but we're striving toward that. We're striving toward championships. And, you know, if you've got a team full of guys that will fight, then you're going to get there. And we're going to continue to work hard. We're going to continue to strive to get there. You know, I'm very proud of our defense today. You know, they held a very high-powered offense to 20 points, and not a lot of help from our offense today. So that, you know, so they're right back out there and having to continue to defend an offense that goes as fast as anybody in the country with a quarterback that maybe is as experienced as anybody in the country, that came into the game, what, 83% completion percentage and scoring 55 points a game. And we hold them to 20 points. I was proud of our guys on that side of the ball. Quite honestly, played good enough for us to win on that side. And, you know, I think offensively, you know, in spurts, move the ball. I thought tonight we had some protection issues today that were, you know, we had some guys running free in the secondary and didn't have time to throw it. I mean, those are certainly things we're going to need to work on this week. I mean, as far as the pressures go, they did, Venables is an outstanding defensive coach, did a great job with some pressures. You know, we popped a few runs in there, but not consistent. I think that obviously hurt us. Game plan going in, we wanted to, you know, control the game on our side and be able to occupy the ball and be able to run the ball and get on the stay on the sticks. Now, the problem with that is when you get off the sticks, and we did in the first half, I felt like, you know, we were third and long most of the first third downs that we had, maybe the first five or six. And it's hard to overcome those, you know, when it's that long yardage. And, we were not very good on third down because of that today. But again, I think on offense, our guys played hard. You know, they're playing their butts off, and that's what it takes. Continue to do that. You know, missed a field goal. We knocked down a 55 yarder. That was good to see. And you know, but certainly have a short week this week. You know, we got to go on the road in the Big 12. You know, with a team that's got some dings, which is difficult. We need to live in the training room this week. Told the guys, we have to get our bodies and minds right, ready to go. It'll be important for us this week. To take it a little bit off physically throughout practice. It'll be a lot of mental this week as we're headed, you know, all the way across country to play on a Friday night. So Thursday we'll be out of here. I mean, it's going to come around very fast.
It's been like 14, 15 possessions without a touchdown. Now, that's a very good defense mm-hmm. out there. How do you keep their heads up?
Yeah, I mean, I don't. We're not telling them that. I mean, you know, we're trying to score every possession. I mean, it's. You know, we're going out trying to make plays, and but you know, one of the things we're not doing right in the last whatever those possessions, you know, we got some chunk plays, you know, 15, 20, 25 yards, but not the 40, 50, 60 yards that are getting you all the way down into the end zone. You know, those big plays for touchdowns. That's one thing that happened. I mean, today we're playing against a really good defense, you know, and I think Coach Venable is one of the better defensive coaches throughout the country. And you know, again, we had some opportunities. I thought in the throw game. We gave up some pressure, you know, some pressures, and Emory's got to come off the spot, or we got sacked a couple of those, you know. And I think, and even set, you know, even that with 7 minutes to go, we're still in the game. It's a two possession game, you know, so we're still in it, still fighting to go tie this thing up, you know. But we obviously got to, you know, find ways to get in the end zone. There's no question. Yeah, that was you know, they were spinning the coverage to Xavier, so it was 2-on-1 right there. We got to work this side, you know. You know, he in his mind, he was thinking in red zone. Let me, or what, you know, close to the red zone. Let me throw it to the corner back here, and let him go up and get it. The problem with that is we were on the right hash. The ball's got to travel the sideways of the field and to the end zone. Safety had time to get over top. Safety, you know, made a good pick in the end zone. But you got to work the three man side that we had over here in the boundary.
A lot of talk coming into this game about your defensive backfield and mm-hmm. their ability to play with Oklahoma. You got to mm-hmm. be proud of those guys the
yeah.
way that they fought.
Yeah, no question. I mean, you know, we gave up some plays in the secondary, you know, throughout the season, early in the season, and guys are going to get tested out there. Man, they held up good today. I mean, I think they hit one vertical ball on the sideline maybe today. That was the only deep shot they hit. You know, they battled. Again, they played hard. They knew, you know, the thing about Oklahoma is they're going so fast. You have to literally – it taxes you physically and mentally. So you have to play that play. You know, you just ran your butt off, made a tackle. You got to look up, get your call from the sideline, and find your receiver and get lined up like that. It's extremely difficult. It's hard to simulate that in practice. And our defensive staff did a really good job this week of that, getting our guys prepared to play. You know, again, we shorthanded a little bit back there on the back end there. And then, you know, Sammy didn't play again today. You got, you know, some other guys that were out. And the guys that played, man, they played hard. I'm really, really proud of those guys.
You mentioned not getting the 40, 50, 60-yard mm-hmm. play, but and I know you haven't had time to look at the tape from today yet, but what's preventing you guys from mm-hmm. finding the end zone from the red zone?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I think it's probably several things. If you get off the sticks a little bit, then it makes it a lot more difficult because if you're inside the red and it's third and, you know, let's say eight or more, it's very condensed, the field is. And so now they're just a little bit tighter coverage on you, so it's harder to find those windows and to throw the football. And then obviously, you know, you're not going to run the ball really when it's that third and long in that situation. I think the big thing is to staying on sticks, you know, having those second and medium calls and third and short calls to be able to continue to get into the end zone. I do think it comes down to guys' execution as far as fundamentally baking the blocks. You know, and here's the thing, too, and when you get the tight red, usually there's going to be a one-on-one with somebody. Like you got to, as a running back, or you're going to have to make somebody miss. You're going to run through a tackle. You're going to have to get on the block and make my block. If one guy comes off the block, well, now there maybe there's two guys. And so I think we got to do a better job of fundamentals inside the red zone, you know, blocking with our up front and our tight ends.
3 of 15 on third down today. Was that due to something Oklahoma was doing schematically mm-hmm. or just a lack of execution?
I think it was third and long. If we go back and look at the 15, I don't, over half were third and eight or more, if I had to guess. Probably more than that, really. And it is so difficult versus a team that can bring pressure on you. And you can't hold the ball that long to get to have time to run down the field and get that many yards to throw it. You know, I think the third down woes today were really more first and second down issues.
You talked about the DBs. Obviously, Ken Willis made his first career start today. Just talk about what you saw from him today.
Yeah.
And your thoughts on his performance.
Really proud of him. You know, we threw him in the fire, man. Your first start against Oklahoma. 55 points a game and go extremely fast. I thought he played really, really solid football game. You know, a couple times out of position to be expected probably, you know, but was flying around. You know, he was getting in you know, making plays, making tackles, you know, because what they do, they spread you out. I mean, in his position, he's going to get exposed. You got to make plays at that position. And I thought he did a really good job. And I think it's going to help us down the road, you know, certainly. You know, to have him available to be out there to play and get some experience like he did today against a really fine offense.
Can you just go into more little detail about your trusting Carter Brown? Obviously, he misses that short mm-hmm. one, and you sent him back up for that 54-yarder.
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of confidence in Carter. You know, I mean, very disappointing, you know, the last week when he gets the kick. And sometimes they can play with the kicker's head a little bit, you know, mentally. The one that he missed today, I thought it was a little bit of a low snap on that one. And I think the timing got thrown off a little bit, and he ended up kind of hooding the ball. And, you know, wasn't a solid kick. You know, obviously got confidence in him. We, you know, not nailed a 55-yarder. And now he hit that right in the screws. I mean, that was a great swing on there. And hopefully that will give him a lot of confidence to know that he can knock him down. And we got to, you know, we got to win some games with him. I mean, we are. And we got a lot of confidence in him to do it. I thought Fletch punted the ball some good today, man. He was pinning them back there. Really flipped the field, which obviously goes hand in hand and helps your defense to really get them backed up. You know, so I thought the teams, special teams, were very, very solid today. You know, that phase was good. Defensive phase was good. I mean, ultimately, you know, offense, we got to score more points, bottom line.
You're a better team with pace. Is this a hard lesson for him, and is he back for BYU?
Yeah, he'll be back this week. And, you know, we're open our arms up to him, bring him back, and be ready to rock and roll this week. So certainly hope he guys and plays has a great game this week.
How do you keep the guys' spirits up after this tough stretch and then keep them focused even more for the tough challenge you have, you know, going into that time zone?
Yeah, because I think you focus on every single day. All right, what do we have to do today, which will be tomorrow at practice, to do the best job we can possibly do? You know, if you got a lot of fight inside of you, you're going to bring it every single day. And our guys, I mean, what they showed today, they will come back ready to go tomorrow. You have to surrender their outcome. You have to focus on that day and give everything you have. When you do that, the outcome, more than not, is going to come in your favor. And are you disappointed when it doesn't? Absolutely. You know, but that's the adversity that we have to work through. You know, we don't have a ton of depth at a lot of positions right now. And so the guys that are out there are going to have to play. They're going to have to, you know, keep going and go out and make plays. You can't let a bad play or a bad game affect you. You got to come back the next day and ready to go. Just another opportunity.
What was the look you were trying to accomplish with, I think it was the tackle split out mm-hmm. wide, a couple plays there in the second half?
Trying to get some first downs, and we did. You know, I mean, you try to play with defensive coordinators and Venables over there, you know, and listen, they've not seen that from us. Let's spread them all out. Let's see how they do it. We picked up a first down and picked up a few more yards, and, you know, any which way we can try to steal yards with that, what you're trying to do is get them to miss a line, you know, and they were confused, you know, so it worked.
Danny Strutzman had a fantastic day, 13 tackles, 3.5 tackles for loss. What was he doing so good defensively that caused him trouble?
What number? What number is that?
13, I believe, the linebacker.
For them?
Yeah.
I think their linebackers, man, what they did with their linebackers, they played downhill quite often. And, you know, when they bring pressures and when they walk their backers up in the gaps, you know, obviously they're right there. And they made the tackles. They made the plays there. Whenever we were spitting those runs, our guys blocked it up really, really nicely. You know, but if a guy's a free hitter and that linebacker, we did not, you know, make many of those guys miss, you know, in the hole. And I think those guys got us down. I know one of the fourth and ones early in the game, 28's right there, makes the tackle in the gap. You know, sometimes it is going to be one-on-one. You got to try to make those guys miss.
You mentioned with the guys, you know, they're feeling it a little bit. Some guys are nicked up. Plus, mm-hmm. they have to work on fundamentals and blocking in the red zone today. Yeah. So, and you have a short week coming up.
It's tough.
So what's the recipe to get ready for a game when you have to deal with all of that?
Yeah, that's tough. But I think for us this week, it is going to be a lot more mental. So we'll watch the film. You know, continue to watch and see exactly landmarks where you have to get your hat, where you have to put your hands. If they're doing this, you got to do this. You know, so it's going to be a lot of teaching. And then we'll have one work day this week where we'll get after it. It'll be like our Tuesday, Wednesday combined. We have to get after. We have to rev our engine back up and get ready to go again with our guys. And that'll be our work day. And so that'll be the day that we'll have to get all that work in where you're looking at short yardage and red zone, tight red type work. It's got to be this week. It's got to be this week. You know, Thursday we're on a plane. We're out of here. And, you know, flying across two time zones. And we're playing really late on Friday night. So we got to get ready to go. And we utilize all the time leading all the way up to game time to try to get our guys ready.
Your first Big 12 game. But do you take anything from this? Do the guys take anything from this? Like, hey, all right, step up in competition, new league.
Yeah.
We can compete and win in this.
Yeah, that's what I told the guys. I mean, I don't know how many championships these guys have won in the Big 12. A lot. You guys may know. I don't know. A whole lot. You know, they come in here. It's an entourage when they travel. I mean, I don't know how many planes and buses they took here and how many people they had on the sideline and how many people. I mean, because Friday we're trying to practice. I mean, they had guys that wanted to come before practice, after. I mean, it's like a boatload of people because they've won a lot of championships. They've been around a long time. And this is our first game, you know, in the Big 12, and our guys went toe-to-toe. I mean, it should be encouraging to our guys and to our people to say, hey, listen, we're not that far off. We got to continue to fight, continue to do the things we can to compete for championships in the Big 12. And we're excited about that, and we're excited about the challenges coming up next week.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, thanks, guys.